I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Bangladesh currently has an interim government, and the country is embroiled in growing conflict. Bruce Allen with FMI says in this Muslim-majority country, religious minorities are an easy punching bag. Christian leaders are being targeted, like Pastor Rajiv, a local FMI partner on their leadership team.
On the eastern edge of the country, Pastor Rajiv was attacked and his property set on fire. A few weeks prior to that, his two dogs were poisoned and killed, and he had these dogs on the premises to protect his family and his property. So the poisoning was intentional so that later attacks could go unnoticed in the night.
Yet God is at work. Last year, FMI leaders in Bangladesh led over 2,500 people to faith in Jesus. Pray for persecuted Christians' courage. Then, as the war in Ukraine stretches beyond 11 years, the ministry of military chaplains has become more crucial than ever. Eric Mock from the Slavic Gospel Association says,
"The role of the chaplain is to be an ambassador of Christ, to be an ambassador of hope in a situation that might seem hopeless."
Chaplains serve those touched by war, defenders, their families, civilians, and children.
Yet they go because there may be one soul that may perish apart from the gospel, and the ache on their hearts over the one soul is enough to compel them to go to the front lines.
SGA partners with Ukrainian Baptist chaplains, providing leadership training, hospital aid, summer camps for children, and more. Pray for soldiers, their families, and civilians in occupied territories. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.